This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Ria Liu, listening to Open for Business. Our home is Malaysia, one of the 17 most diverse nations in the world and home to centuries-old rainforests. And of course, we are also rich with Asian ingredients known for our health, beauty and wellness benefits. So combining science and nature is B&B Labs working together with Asian skin scientists to sustainably utilize this Asian flora, unlocking their cosmeceutical potential for high-performance skincare. So I'm here with co-founder and CEO Julius Lim from B&B Labs, talking about their business and their future plans. Now, Julius, you have over 20 years experience in the skincare industry. So tell me a little bit about your rich background.
Hi, Frida. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I actually, you know, got into the skincare industry really because, you know, my family, my mom especially, was a pioneer in this industry in Malaysia. So, of course, this wasn't, you know, really something that, you know, when I was young, I was like, I wasn't, you know, thinking about being in the skincare industry wasn't sort of something that, you know, I imagined to be in. But it was just sort of maybe something that I had to do. But at the same time, I mean, of course, I enjoy it very much right now. I studied economics. I majored in economics. So I've always dreamt of working in some big financial firm and, you know, some big investment bank in investments and stocks and so forth. But while I was in college, I really saw that my mom, you know, she worked very hard, right? She, there was no sort of day or night for her. She's always working. I mean, she enjoyed what she did. And how I know that is because whenever, you know, we talk, when at the time I was in New York, so, you know, it's about 12 hours different. So we would be talking at about maybe, you know, 2, 3 p.m. in New York time. So it's like 2, 3 a.m. in Malaysia, right? So she was definitely very busy and I really wanted to help her. And so I gave up that dream of becoming that financial person and came back to help her in the business. So, yeah. I guess you could say that I sort of stumbled into the skincare industry. It wasn't something that I dreamt of to be in. And it's been great so far because, you know, it's an industry that we really can help people look good, feel good. And, you know, and it's part of wellness.
Right. It's evolved so much, right? And of course, you know, when you were in banking, don't tell me, were you at Goldman Sachs?
No, I wasn't. Actually, I never got into it. maybe that was a good thing.
Okay. Anyway, of course, your mother, if people don't know, is a legend in the beauty industry, and that's Ruby Sia, right? From Bobel, yes. Right? And, you know, with Bobel as well, now, so the history is with Bobel, right? And when you look at what Bobel's done, it's brilliant with its distribution strategies, right? So what are some of the, I guess, with B&B Labs, the distribution strategies you'll be deploying from that Bobel experience with B&B Labs?
Yeah. So, well, Bobel is a Swiss brand. So we're the Asia Pacific partner of the brand. And, you know, it's always been a professional skincare brand. That means that we are sold through authorized beauty salons and also spas. So naturally, when we launched B&B Labs in 2014, that was the first channel of distribution that we went into because that was something that was familiar. And at the time, e-commerce wasn't something very hot. So we just, you know, kept with that same channel of distribution to salons. But eventually, you know, as e-commerce evolved and, you know, the landscape of retail evolved in Malaysia as well, B&B Labs started our own e-commerce website in 2018, at the end of 2018. Yeah. So
great timing.
Yeah, exactly. Because that sort of also, you know, gave us some means to sell during the pandemic.
Right. You know what is very interesting about what you're using right now? You're saying, you know, using the ingredients from Malaysia, right? From afar, from our rainforest. Now, but when you think of skincare for the Asian market, right, we immediately think of Korean and Japanese products, right? So what does Malaysia have to offer? How are you delivering that message about Malaysian, you know, qualities?
Yes. Malaysia, we are, as you mentioned in your introduction, we are one of the 17 most mega diverse nations in the world. And we all know that we are rich in rainforests, we're rich in plant, fruit, and herbal active ingredients. So this is where we're trying to harness what Malaysia has to offer. These countries like Japan and Korea, they're definitely not as rich in terms of the natural resources as Malaysia, but they're still able to make it. Maybe due to, you know, popular culture, the K-pop phenomenon and so forth. But to me, I believe that in Malaysia, because we're so rich with these natural resources, we can deploy them into, you know, health and beauty products as well. So with B&B Labs, our unique selling point is really the fusion of these Asian plant, fruit and herbal extracts together with cosmeceutical formulations. What are cosmeceutical formulations? Cosmeceuticals are basically skincare formulations with bioactive ingredients that are sort of turbocharged, right? If you will. They are a formulation with high potency vitamins, high potency peptides, and hyaluronic acid and so forth. Those kinds of ingredients that you always hear about when you talk about like doctor's brands or doctor's formulas. Right. So we marry the two, so that we are able to provide you with good and fast results, but at the same time, also nourishing the skin with the natural extracts. So the whole idea of why B&B Labs was born with this concept was because I think in the market, there are two extremes, right? Many of the Southeast Asian brands are basically very natural brands and using just very natural ingredients, but maybe in terms of the performance, when it comes to skin results, it may not be there. But on the other hand, you do have certain brands that are very, very pharmaceutical-based, right? Very cosmeceutical-based. Those give you results, but maybe not that nurturing, the nourishing aspects of natural ingredients. So we try to marry the two.
Okay. So what are some of the products that you have at the moment?
Yeah. So our star product right now is a range called Custom Mask. And this was a range that we launched initially when we participated in the Indie Beauty Expo in London at the end of 2019, which was, you know, also the last exhibition that we managed to to participate in. But this is a very, very interesting range because it is the world's first customized microbiome sheet mask.
Okay, I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment. But also, I know one of the things is that you were talking about the ingredients, right? You're using durian and mangosteen in your products.
Yes, okay. That's right. So with the durian and mangosteen, a lot of people, the first thing they would say is, oh, does it smell like durian? You know, because not everyone likes the smell of durian, apparently. But no, because what we do is even when we use these ingredients, we're not using the whole fruit or, you know, the whole plant per se. We're looking at which part of this plant through biotechnology that is most effective for the skin. So in terms of durians, we're actually using the flavonoids. The flavonoids are the antioxidants that are very powerful from durian. And for mangosteens, it will be the xanthones. And for your information, the durian, the part that we extract these flavonoids from are actually from the inner white spongy part of the shell, right? Yeah. So there's no smell, you know, for in the product. There's no durian smell. And I don't know if you know this sort of tradition, but people do when people eat durian, right? People sometimes drink the water from the from the shell because it's supposed to cool the body down.
Right.
So maybe that has some truth to it, because that's why we extract it from that part, because it's more hydrating and more nourishing.
And you work with scientists to develop this?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, other than this product, like what, how many SKUs do you have then?
At the moment, we have about 30 SKUs. for retail. But of course, we also do have a range of professional products that the salons use for their treatments.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that are not sold to end users. Yeah.
Ah, I see. So that one goes through to... So, right. So that will... You work with salons and all that.
Correct. So they would buy it and then they would use it to perform their skin treatments and their facial treatments. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Julius Lim from B&B Lab. So continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Julius Lim from B&B Labs. And they're using ingredients from Malaysia in their skincare. So when you look at what the products that you have, and of course, you are also supplying for salons, but you also have your own products, right? Before we go into your product, which you just relaunched called Custom Mask, when you look at Malaysian women, is there a particular skin type the Malaysian women have? Are we so varied, right? Because we've got our different races as well. And of course, age factor. Is there something that is different for us out here compared to other people?
When it comes to skin condition and skin types, really they're all the same, right? Whether you whichever race you are, you know, it's basically skin type. You have dry skin, oily skin, sensitive skin, and then skin conditions you would have like pigmentation, wrinkles, acne, and so forth. So it's basically the same because, you know, we all have human skin, right? That's why skin color is not really an issue here, other than maybe certain products that are dealing with makeup or color cosmetics, then yes, then there might be a difference. But for us, we're really talking about skin wellness, skin health. So really, it's also not just for women, but it's also for men, because right. The skin is our body's largest organ. So it's not just for vanity, but it's really taking care of the health of our skin. Yeah.
Right. So right now with Custom Mask, it's available online. Are you available in physical stores as well?
Yes. So we listed our products into Essence Plus Pharmacy, which to us is one of the most high-end lifestyle pharmacy chains in Malaysia. So we are available in all their 8 branches. And besides that, we're also available on our flagship store in Lazada and, of course, our own website.
Okay, so tell me about the different range that you have, and I guess which one is the most hottest selling?
Yeah, at the moment is definitely our custom mask, because this custom mask is something very revolutionary. It contains prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. We all take probiotics for our gut, right? Mm-hmm. And I think all of us grew up with Vitagen. So we all know that, you know, these friendly bacteria are very, very crucial to the functions of our digestive system. But recently, a lot of scientists have discovered that the skin microbiome, which is the, you know, the microflora on the skin, plays a huge role in skin health. And this is why we launched this product. But this product does not only contain these microbiome-friendly ingredients, but also durian, mangosteen, aloe vera and hyaluronic acid. And on top of that, because we have 5 variants, so they're also customized, right? So it's not a one size fits all. And because all skin are different, so we also add in additional ingredients depending on what your skin concern is.
Okay. Yeah. So from the 5 that you have, right, what seems to be the major challenge
that people are looking for, right, to solve? Yeah. I think whenever we do any ads or whenever we do any marketing activities for these products, I think a lot of people, what they want is brighter skin. And oily skin seems to be also a huge problem in Malaysia, maybe because of our weather as well. It exacerbates the skin oiliness, right? The hot and humid weather. And definitely, I think more and more recently, sensitivity is also a big concern. Many people may have gone for aesthetic treatments like microdermabrasion or lasers, and that could actually cause more skin sensitivity as well.
Right. You know, when you get to my age, you appreciate any oil that comes out.
Yeah. Yes. True. Oil is actually important. Yeah. Good oil.
Yeah. What was once an issue is now a blessing, right? Okay.
Correct.
Now you also talk about getting your ingredients sustainably. How so?
Yeah. So whenever we use any of these natural ingredients, we're not just digging from the ground every time we need to use it. So this is where biotechnology comes in, right? So once we have identified, for example, in the durian, right, we've identified the flavonoids. And so using biotechnology, we're able to replicate the active, right? So in a sense, we're able to make it continuously in a lab after that, with that same efficacy and with the same safety standards. So
right.
In a way, using biotechnologically produced ingredients would also yield a more consistent quality, right? Because whenever you take it from the ground, weather plays a part and, you know, it may be inconsistent in terms of the specification. So
right.
This is how we do it so that it saves us from having to, you know, take it from the ground every single time we need to use it.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I understand that when people do for the customers, when people want to buy something, they have to do a little test so they get the right ones for their skin type or whatever their concerns may be, right?
Exactly. So it's customized, yeah.
You said you relaunch customers. Why the relaunch packaging?
Yeah. Correct. So the first time we launched it in London, because we wanted to enter the European market, the UK and European market, we got a lot of great, great response from there. But at the time, we only had the ability to put in prebiotics, which is basically the food for the friendly bacteria. But as we continued on with the R&D of the microbiome-friendly product range, we realized that now we are able to also include probiotics and postbiotics to make it a more holistic and complete formulation. So this is why we launched the second version. So it's not just a cosmetic packaging change, but also a formulation enhancement.
Right. Okay. So, and are you distributing to Europe at the moment? Is your product being exported outside Malaysia?
Yes. Our products for B&B Labs, we are currently in Singapore. We're also in Vietnam. We just signed a deal with a distributor in India. And we're currently also working on the UK market. Yesterday, I just talked to a potential distributor also in South Africa. So as you can see, you know, these products, they do have a lot of appeal, not just in Malaysia, but globally. And also another thing is for this year, one of our plans is to get into the US market. And we're very, very sort of thankful that and honored that we are able to be approved by Amazon. So we're going to be in Amazon US probably in the second half of this year.
Okay. Are you working with the likes of the Alibabas to get into China?
Yes, China is definitely a market that we would love to get into.
Right.
But it's a little bit more complicated than the English-speaking countries. First
right.
of all, because, you know, we need to create lots of Mandarin content. So our first sort of entry point into the world would be the English-speaking countries. And once we're more established in those countries, then we'll look at China.
Right. And I know like with China, once you get in China, you better make sure you have enough supply.
That's right.
If it happens, right? That's the thing about China, you know. If it does well, it's like, whoa, can we meet demand, right?
Correct.
You say your products are also biodegradable. How
yes.
so?
So all the sheets in the custom mask, they're all made from 100% natural pure fibers. So they're biodegradable and compostable.
Right. Of course, then does it come with another sheet with it? You know, that I think that's one part, you know, like a lot of it has a bit of plastic in it. And that's one of the things that, are we able to solve that problem yet?
Yeah. So the plastic sheet is to hold the mask together and makes it easier for you to apply on the skin. And that is a plastic that, yeah, it can be recyclable. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Now, I guess so exciting plans ahead. You've got your, you're already in Singapore. You've got, you look at the US, you look at South Africa. What other future plans do you have for B&B Labs overall?
Yeah, I think one of the future plans is to come out with a, or to set up an experience store for B&B Labs in Malaysia, because currently, besides putting our products in what we call resellers dealerships, right? Whether it's the pharmacy or salons, we don't have our own right. store yet. And I think that would be something that I'll be aiming for, because I think that way we can really show the entire B&B Labs experience.
Right.
So we're looking for a good location for that.
Right. So, I mean, all said and done, as much as we say it's e-commerce, right, there's still, you still need the, I guess, that experience, that offline experience before people are comfortable buying online.
You know, like definitely. Experience. I think nowadays it's more of a hybrid. At the end of the day, people still like to sort of feel, touch, smell products before they make the purchase, right?
Right. Yeah. Still on their skin, that sort of thing as well.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, all the best with the plans for B&B Labs. I've been speaking to the co-founder and CEO, Julius Lim, and you've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.